Account of my travels. I was always fond of visiting new scenes and observing strange characters and manners. Even when a mere child, I began my travels and made many tours of discovery into foreign parts and unknown regions of my native city, to the frequent alarm of my parents. As I grew into boyhood, I extended the range of my observations. My holiday afternoons were spent in rambles about the surrounding country. I'd made myself familiar with all its places famous in history or fable. I knew every spot where a murder or robbery had been committed or a ghost seen. I visited the neighboring villages and added greatly to my stock of knowledge by noting their habits and customs and conversing with their sages and great men. I even journeyed one long summer's day to the summit of the most distant hill, whence I stretched my eye over many a mile of terra incognita and was astonished to find how vast a globe I inhabited. This rambling propensity strengthened with my years. Books of voyages and travels became my passion, and in devouring their contents, I neglected the regular exercises of the school. How wistfully would I wander about the pierheads in fine weather, and watch the parting ships, bound to distant climes. With what longing eyes would I gaze after their lessening sails, and waft myself in imagination to the ends of the earth. I visited various parts of my own country, the mighty lakes, like oceans of liquid silver, the mountains with their bright aerial tints, the valleys teeming with wild fertility, the tremendous cataracts thundering in their solitudes, the boundless plains waving with spontaneous verdure, the broad deep rivers rolling in solemn silence to the ocean, the trackless forests where vegetation puts forth all its magnificence, the skies kindling with the magic of summer clouds and glorious sunshine. Never need an American look beyond his own country for the sublime and beautiful of natural scenery.